This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley.
All right, guys. Well, today I'm going to be talking about creating your wedding vision and how to articulate and talk about that whenever you're actually working with your vendors, communicating with your family, or whoever is helping create your ultimate dream day. Now, why am I talking about this episode today? Well, I can tell you that the reason why is because it is one of my favorite questions to ask whenever a couple they're touring a venue. And typically, as you've heard in some of the other podcast episodes in the wedding experience that I'm hosting, is that the venue is almost always the very first thing that you book when it comes to your wedding. Now, believe it or not, most times whenever I ask the question, help me understand your wedding vision, and of course I've got some cool tools and some visuals to help articulate that and help to curate that experience, but almost always it's met with complete confusion. Now, the reason why is because we're often seeing couples for the very first time. We've done our part in, you know, trying to connect with them, get them out to tour early, because dates go really fast. And so because of that speed of getting engaged and then coming out to the venue, it can often be pretty overwhelming to help explain what a wedding vision is whenever you might have only got engaged a couple weeks ago. Now, as a disclaimer, I love whenever I can ask a couple, what is your wedding vision? And they can literally tell me, you know, the colors, how many people will be at the wedding, and, you know, the style, and asking about vendors and helping really utilize our expertise to make strong recommendations. But the overwhelming majority of the time, that doesn't exist. So I wanted to talk about that today because there are some huge advantages of understanding your wedding vision. And then I'm going to give you some best practices and tips on helping you to understand maybe what that specifically means whenever someone asks you, because you're going to be asked quite often. So here's one of my favorite things that I ask, and Chelsea does as well when we do tours. We start by talking about typically whenever you're thinking about your wedding vision, there are couples that are ultra creative all the way to ultra traditional. And the way I like to frame up the question is to give examples of that. So thinking about ultra creative, you know, that could be a nighttime wedding. It could be food trucks. It's not traditional in the sense that you have to have a specific amount of bridesmaids, or the fact that they all have to be, you know, females if they are on the bridesmaid side, or same with groomsmen. You know, there's so many different things. Basically, think of it this way. Everything that you've ever assumed is a part of a wedding is the ultra traditional. The fact that guests show up, they have their ceremony, they do the reception, they do everything by the book, that would be considered ultra traditional. And then that ultra creative side is thinking outside the box on every single thing. Every element of the wedding is your being a la carte, you're thinking outside the box. How can you be different than those social norms? Now, there is no such thing as right or wrong, and they, you know, either style can be pulled off very well. But the main point that I want to drive home on this podcast episode is if you can understand what you're looking for when you're touring venues, it definitely helps. And we have literally done everything. At Harper's Vineyard, it's an indoor-outdoor venue. And so whether it's ultra-sophisticated, modern, all the way to country chic, we can really execute on any of that. But not only are we going to help curate that dream for you with a venue, we can also connect you to the right vendors if you're able to help articulate that. So what would you start by doing? Well, a couple recommendations. First of all, you know, not everybody lives on Pinterest. Pinterest drives a lot of change in the wedding industry, especially lately. But what I would recommend is it is a good place to start. And just start looking, you know, as a couple. And sometimes that's more difficult than it sounds. But what you will quickly see is when you start saying, you know, what's important to you, or, you know, here's some of my ideas, start to really align on that as a couple. And then my favorite thing to do is to always, and I've mentioned this even in the earliest podcast episodes, align on where you want to spend money, because that's also going to help dictate what that vision is going to be. You know, if you're going to look for extreme sophistication, over the top elegance, that probably means that you're going to put more money into decorations, needing to hire a florist. I would definitely say that you need to find a wedding planner. So all of that is going to be driven from understanding what your vision is. Now, also in the Pinterest styles, what's nice is if you're scrolling through, it's showing you all kinds of different themes and styles, imagery, even what other weddings have done. When you click on those links and those pictures, they're often tagged by specific things like boho, elegant, sophisticated, country, rustic. When you start to find your style, I just recommend you start to save that and build your own board. And it doesn't have to be Pinterest. You can do that on Google. You might see something that you like on Facebook, maybe even a magazine. But guys, what's really gonna help you is to try to start creating that vision and then put that into words so that when you're going to the venue, you're not isolating possibilities because you're not talking about it during the tour. Now again, a good tour and a good owner of a venue is going to help use visuals, help ask really great questions, because I never want you to feel like it's something that we can't do, but based on your vision, that's going to be how we're going to tailor our recommendations. So I hope this does help. I wanted to keep it simple and short. Again, the very first thing is talk as a couple, talk about what is important to you. Go on Pinterest, Google, try to build what your vision is. Print those pictures off. I highly recommend that. You know, print the pictures, write out some information, write out what's important to you. Prioritize which vendors you want to spend money on. Some couples don't care about photography. Others think it's the most important thing. It's important to know that kind of stuff because depending on what your budget is, that's where you can push and pull from a financial standpoint to really execute on exactly what you want as a couple. Hope that helps. Send me an email at info@harpers.com if you have a topic that you want me to discuss, and I'll look forward to talking to you guys next week. Thanks.